Happy Sunday, peeps. It's your girl, Ash Brown, and welcome to the Ash Said It Uncensored Show. Sorry, this is the Ash Brown Uncensored Show, not the Ash Said It Show. That's a different show. I'm going to get it right. Okay, I'm just flustered because I'm just so frustrated. And this is just a random topic, just because I see a lot of things and I witness things. And what it comes down to for me is some people should not be allowed to procreate. Point blank, period. In my opinion, being a parent is one of the most important jobs you will ever have in this life. It is. And it's not something that you can do on autopilot. It's not. You gotta be with your kid. You gotta know what's going on with them. I know somebody right now who has a 13-year-old who is not in school, has mental issues going on, is abusing drugs, having sex. I can't make this stuff up. I cannot. Even if I tried, I couldn't come up with stuff like this. And this person is not doing what they need to do to get this child help, to keep this child on track. At 13, to already fall off the rails, it's going to be a downward spiral. It's going to continue to downward spiral. Not even concerned or worried about truancy. Truancy is real, y'all. If your kids don't go to school, you can go to jail. That's just, I don't understand. They don't buy the child food. They buy the child whatever the hell the kid wants. 13 years old, you're not thinking about your nutrition. You're not thinking about vitamins and antioxidants. You want cakes, cookies, chips, foolishness. And that's all that this child is consuming. And unfortunately, because of my position, I'm not in a position to say anything to speak up about it. That's why I'm just kind of venting to y'all, because seeing this is just so frustrating, because I know so many people who have had infertility struggles and that would love to bring a child into this world and would love to spend time with this child. This person works 14, 15 hour shifts. They see the kid for maybe 2 or 3 hours at night in the evening. And then they're just back off. So the kid's basically raising themselves, which we all know that's a recipe for disaster. That's a recipe for disaster. No good can come out of that. A kid raising themselves. And we're dealing with COVID still. We're still dealing with this pandemic stuff. And there are so many resources out there. I just don't like the autopilot parent. The parent that thinks that they can raise a child on autopilot, especially when they're at such an impressionable age. Such an impressionable age where they need structure. They need you to tell them what to do. They need to have chores. They need to have things that they have to do and goals that they want to reach. And all you're doing is putting the child in a position to be just like you. A worldly screw up just like you. And unfortunately, this kid's not going to have a real future. They don't know it yet, because right now, parents allowing them to do whatever it is they want to do, however they want to do it, wherever they want to do it. But I don't know. It's just really, a part of me, it just kind of hurts a part of me, because yeah, I'm not a parent. I've never given birth to any one person. No. However, I've had a hand in raising a lot of people throughout the years. Really, since I was a kid. I've been helping raise kids. That's really been a lot of my story. So I know the principles and the boundaries that need to be set for a child. Because if you tell a kid, oh yeah, wake up at 8 a.m. to go to virtual school while you're at work, you think the kid's going to wake up for 8 a.m. to go check in and log in for virtual school? Hell no, they're not going to check in. They're going to stay in their bed. They're going to wake up when the hell they want to. They're going to cut a slice of cake, maybe get a bag of chips, and they're going to live their best damn life. That's what's going to happen. And unfortunately, that's what's going to happen to this person. That's exactly what's going to happen. I don't know. These autopilot parents, I'm just really not here for it. And the worst part is, There's really nothing that you can do. You can, you know, you can throw a flare in the air and say, hey, this is going on. This is whatever. But there's so many holes in the system, y'all. This pandemic hasn't made it easy either for things to stay on track. But if you're an autopilot parent, stop. Stop being an autopilot parent. Just stop it. Because you're not helping your kid. You're not helping your kid. You're creating this chaotic situation for this young person to grow up in, this chaos and this randomness of life. And when they grow up and become an adult, and the world wants you to be accountable for your actions, the world's not going to give a shit that they had an autopilot parent and they raised themselves. The world's not going to have any sympathy for that. The world's going to want their damn rent paid. The world's going to want their bills taken care of. The world is going to continue to turn on its axis. And unfortunately, kids like this are going to get left behind. They're going to turn into those bitter people that are angry at everyone. It's everyone else's fault. It's everyone else. They're not going to take responsibility. And more than likely, they're going to bring life into this world and continue that same vicious, toxic cycle. More than likely, that's what's going to happen. And it hurts my heart to see this. Because unfortunately, there's nothing I can do. Until the people realize, hey, I am doing a really terrible job at being this parent thing. They're just going to continue. They're just going to continue. So, yeah, to the autopilot parents out there, do better. For your kids' sake, for the world's sake. Because when you're dead and gone, we're the ones that have to deal with this chaotic person. You know, this person that's just going to rip off the handle when anything goes wrong. You're teaching them, oh, well, someone said something ugly to you at school. Oh, you don't have to go back to school. Don't worry about school. No. Don't worry about that. You can just, you know, stay here and just not go to school. Well, you're telling them to run from their problems and not face their problems. There's never going to be a situation where you're in an environment where everyone's your friend, everyone loves you. No. I can't tell you how many times I've been in situations where I may walk into an elevator with somebody and they clench their purse. Clutch a purse because they think that I'm going to rob them or something. They think that I'm going to hold them up. I don't know. So you're always going to be put in situations of uncomfortable feelings. So you know what I say to that person? You know what I do in that instant that that old white woman clutches to her purse so tightly? I turn to her and I say, hello, how are you today? Sure is great weather that we're having outside. And they freeze for a moment because they're like, wait a minute, she's talking to me. Maybe she doesn't want to rob me. This is crazy. I don't know. I hope that y'all have a great Sunday. I know this is super random, but I just seen some stuff that just really irked me. I seen some stuff that really just cuts in my core, and it just makes me sick. The fact that these people are out there creating life and not at least giving the offspring the chance to create a good future for themselves and think of themselves and want to be more than just whatever this is. Insane. But that's my take for it. I hope that you guys continue to have a good, fabulous week because that's the intention that you set. Yes, we're going to have a good, wonderful week. I'm claiming that, putting that in the atmosphere. We're feeling that. We're vibing. I'm liking it. I'm loving it. Anyways, I love y'all. Thank you so much for your support and your love. And I'll holler at y'all later. Deuces.